This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In the decade of the 2020s, even the great cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul were not spared the woes of contemporary life. And at times of fear and confusion, the job of entertaining the public was the responsibility of MyTalk 107.1, a great metropolitan radio station whose reputation for laughter and giving back to the community had become a symbol of hope for the Twin Cities.
MyTalk 107.1 presents Jason Matheson, Alexis Thompson, Holly Roberts. Jason and Alexis in the morning with Holly Roberts.
Good morning and welcome to the final hour of Jason and Alexis in the morning, live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming on your favorite device. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly for this Thursday, March 23rd, 2023. Coming up, Second Chance Romance, Butt Clench Thursday.
Finding love, baby.
We're going to have price deal.
Yeah. We got a good one today.
We have a debt to let. Yeah.
Yep.
Alexis is going to tell you things guys didn't know about women until dating or living with them. So it's it's a guide to women, I guess. Yeah. I can't wait to hear that. Did we already do the pick your prize winner?
We sure did.
Yeah, we did. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Barbie Miller won of North Branch.
I'm sorry. I was texting my husband. I apologize. That's embarrassing. Anyway.
It's all right. Hey, it's good to do it again. And Barbie, you don't need to call us. We'll call you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you haven't entered to win yet, you need to do that, okay? Just hit that app, tap that app. You can win $100.
Easy.
Or $10,000. Pick your prize.
So easy. This isn't easy, though. Time for Second Chance Romance, where the three of us go looking for love, looking penub in all the wrong places.
That's us.
The nub.
Oh my God.
We're the nub.
Yep.
Looking penub. Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Looking. We're the nub. Let's go.
Micro love.
That's right. Yeah. Micro nub.
Is there a silent K?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Luke?
Let's just do it.
We have Luke?
Yeah.
Let's go to Luke. Luke, are you there?
Hello, I am.
Hey, hi, Luke. How you doing, Luke?
I'm good.
Good.
Thanks for helping me with this.
No, thank you. Yes. We got your email. Thanks for calling back. We've had a bad string of luck lately, so thank you. Tell us about your date, my friend.
So... I met this girl, Sarah, on Match, and we met, and she, you know, she's funny and beautiful, and, you know, I liked her sense of style, and I was actually really impressed when we met in person. You know, she was even more beautiful than the pictures and all that, you know?
Ooh, okay. Nice. You went on a date? How
yeah, was, yeah. So, yeah, we went on a date. It was fun. She has this, like, really comforting, calm vibe about her that I like, and honestly, I feel like I need him in my life, you know, so I texted her, but she hasn't responded to my text or even calls, you know, and I don't know why.
Mm. Well, we're here to help.
Yeah.
We are.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks.
Did anything odd happen? Like, we always ask, I know Holly has you kind of look inside yourself, but did anything happen at the end of the date? Anything that would make you think, okay, oh, this might have thrown her off, or this might have moved her into friend territory? Anything like that?
I mean, only I don't know. The only thing I could really think of is, I mean, I know you're not supposed to bring up your ex on a date, but I talked about my ex, and I don't know. I just felt like it was a very safe place. That, you know, that was the kind of vibe she was giving me. So we were talking about red flags and all that, and cheating was one of mine, you know, because she cheated, my ex cheated on me a couple times, and, you know, I got her back a couple times before it was the last straw, you know, we ended it. You know, that might have maybe been bad.
So what I'm hearing is maybe it was a little too much, a little too soon, perhaps. I mean, we don't know, but that's what I'm hearing from you.
Maybe. I don't know. Mm. I mean, I paid for, you know, I paid for the meal, and, you know, I walked her to a car and we hugged, and I said, you know, I'd like to see her again. She, you know, she nodded, but I guess, you know, maybe that was just being nice. But I texted her when I got home. She texted me that she made it home okay. So I thought, you know, everything was fine. A couple days later, I texted her, and, you know, about a second date and all that, but I didn't get a message back. And
crickets.
I've maybe, you know, texted her maybe like three times after that, but, it, you know, it's been 3 weeks.
Nothing.
Okay. Mm. Well, huh. Anything else, Lex?
No. Let's see what's going on.
Yeah, Luke, we're going to put you on hold. You're going to be able to hear everything. Now, Sarah, Holly has spoken to Sarah. She knows that she's going to be on the radio, but she thinks this is a segment about general dating. She doesn't know that this is about you. So hold on just a second, okay?
All right, okay.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Luke.
Oh.
Guys, I'm so clenched.
I just...
Shoulders
seriously.
Down.
All right. All right.
And that took all the pressure I had for that to escape.
let's go to Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hi. Good. How are you guys?
Good.
Great.
Thank you for agreeing to do this. We know that it is unusual to be on a radio show during a busy part of the morning to talk about dating. But you're live right now. I know. You're live right now. So we want to ask you specifically, this is about second dates, okay, Sarah? And it is our understanding that you went out with a guy named Luke. And do you know who I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay. And it is our understanding that there wasn't a second date. Can we ask you humbly, get in your business a little bit, why there wasn't another date?
Yeah. He's just like not my type at all. I mean, that's really the only way to say it.
you just weren't that into him, as the book says?
Yeah. I mean, so I thought we could be good for each other before we met, like when we were still just like on, you know, the app. Because like our messages were like really funny and it seemed like we were hitting it off. And I was like really excited for our date. And then we met and I was not feeling it.
Why?
Why?
Yeah, was it like a sense or what? Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt like he was false advertising on the dating app.
Mm. Ooh. Ooh, okay.
It was, you know, not the same guy.
Should we get Luke back on?
Like, okay. Well, here's the deal, Sarah. We actually have Luke.
Mm-hmm.
You probably figured this out. We got a hold of you because of Luke. So Luke has heard everything. Let's go ahead and put Luke on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're those people. Luke, say hi to Sarah.
Yeah, hi, Sarah.
Hi, Luke.
I'm confused. Like, I'm the same guy you texted with. I don't understand.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, I don't want to embarrass you now, like, on the radio, but I just, since we're here, I'm going to ask, like, when did you take the pictures on your Match profile? You know, and also, like, do you round up on your stats? Because you are not 6 feet.
I mean, doesn't everyone, like, fudge on those numbers a little bit? Like, yeah, sure, I'm 5'11", but... And yeah, okay, those fishes are a few years old, but what?
Dude, you're okay, so look, you're like 5'11" on a really good day in heels or something. I mean, okay. I don't lie on my profile, okay? I walked by you at the restaurant and you look like I just like walked past because I didn't even recognize you. That's how different you look from what you've posted. And, like, another thing, and this was a really big one for me, you ordered chicken on your, you know, because I'm looking, you on your profile, you say you're a vegetarian.
Oh.
Okay, yeah, so I do need to change that. I was for a little bit, but that was...
Okay, but see, I am a vegetarian looking for another vegetarian. Okay.
Really?
That's important to me.
Okay.
And I told my friends about you and our date, and they all like are advising me that I have been catfished. And I don't know, but I do know I am like not interested in finding out.
Okay, well, I can promise you I'm not a catfisher. I'm not like some weird internet... I mean, you met me, so... Okay, well, that's... Oh. You made your point. Okay, I do need to update my profile.
Your turn, Jace.
I will. I will. Yeah. I'll update the profile, and I would love to take you out again. Is that okay?
Yeah. Here's the deal. If you guys agree, if you want to take another shot at this, we'll pay for a second date. Yay or nay?
Yay.
You know what? I appreciate your honesty now, but I'm so sorry. I cannot. Just the misrepresentation just rubbed me the wrong way.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
I get it.
Luke, Sarah, thank you for being good sports.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We tried. Fun. Thank you.
No, I'm glad you thought it was fun. Okay. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Hey, Luke, yeah, you too.
Luke, thank you, buddy.
Yeah. All right. Bye.
Bye, guys. Have a good summer.
Have a good summer.
It was fun.
Okay. I do this every so often. I think I'm gonna...
You're 5'11 on a good day in heels. I'm sorry.
Why do people set themselves up for failure?
You almost want to post ugly pictures.
Oh, yeah. Someone like,
you lowered expectations.
Hi, this is Jason, Alexis, and Holly. We just did Second Chance Romance, and I think we're resigning.
You know what? Understandable.
Okay.
I'll find a new show.
Okay. And by the way, you said that real quick. You didn't even care that we were resigning, B. Arthur.
No. It breaks my heart that you're traumatized.
Okay.
And Hubbard Broadcasting will arrange therapy.
Oh!
Okay.
Okay,
so
well...
If we arranged therapy, would you stay?
We'll decide after the commercial. Thanks, B.
We need to think about it.
We need to think about that. Yep. Yeah.
Oh, okay. My goodness.
Do we have a half price
deal?
Yes,
we have a great one today.
Oh, what do we have today?
We have get two El Burrito Mercado $25 gift certificate. Sorry, I'm traumatized.
You are traumatized.
I'm traumatized. I got to work through that. For the cost of one, you will receive two $25 vouchers to be used on anything at El Burrito Mercado for just $25. Go to mytalk1071.com. Keyword deals for this offer.
Woo-hoo, there we go. Quick, so get to it.
Yeah, especially the El Burrito Mercado one. So.
Oh, God, I want to eat my feelings so bad right now.
We need a burrito. And it's newly remodeled over there, too.
Yeah, it's beautiful. She did such a good job.
All right. I get to talk about my bathroom, man. I love it. I love
all these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Of my rebath bathroom. It's been more than 3 years now that we got it remodeled, and wow, it's still very easy to clean. Still love the style. And Julie really listened to us. She designed it. Custom designs, that's what you get with rebath. It's effortless bathroom remodeling from start to stunning. Go to rebath.com and you can sign up to have a designer come to your home. They'll bring the hundreds of options for you, including DuraBath, which is their exclusive brand, which is what we went with. You can also see a replica of my bathroom at their showroom, and that's in Apple Valley on Galaxy Avenue. But if you want to have someone come, a designer, give you a free design consultation, they'll look at your space, they'll look at your budget, and come up with a beautiful design for you, and that's free. If you decide to go with them, they'll take care of the job in 5 days or less. Pretty awesome. They also have some great long-term warranties as well. Rebath.com. Mention me or my talk for $1,500 off a complete bathroom remodel. Rebath.com.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
We have the meat and the dirt. Welcome back, Jason and Alexis. In the morning, it is time for the Dirt Alert with the queen of the meats, Holly Rubber.
Yeah, let's munch on this big beef Montana of a Dirt Alert right now. Remember last year, it was about maybe a year and change ago, when celebrities were all hot about cryptocurrency and NFTs?
It was everywhere.
Everywhere.
It was everywhere. Well, it's nowhere now.
Oof.
Except... some celebrities have gotten in trouble with the Securities and Exchange Commission because they were advertising cryptocurrencies and weren't sharing the fact that they were getting paid to do it.
Mm-hmm. You have to disclose this. We know this.
Yeah. So folks like Lindsay Lohan, Jake Paul, Neo, Akon, and Austin Mahoney are among the notable names who have been hit with a Securities and Exchange Commission charge for violating securities law in touting cryptocurrencies. Now, this is all in connection with a broader investigation of crypto entrepreneur Justin Sun and some of his companies. And folks like Lindsay Lohan, Jake Paul, Neo were on social media and they were saying how awesome these companies were. But the SEC was like, oh, honey, those were ads and you didn't disclose that you were compensated for doing those ads. And we're going to need you to pay a fine now.
Yeah.
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 Crypto always scared me. A, I'm too dumb to understand it. And if you don't understand something, you should probably either investigate it or stay the hell away from it.
That is wise.
Yeah.
Well, and, you know, last year on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Fallon and Paris Hilton were talking about their Bored Ape NFTs. And that sent eyebrows rising because people were like, were we just advertised to?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
On The Tonight Show? What's going on there? Yeah. I feel like investigations are ongoing concerning that. Let's investigate Tom Brady's cryptic quote about false friends after the publication of Gisele Bündchen's tell-all Vanity Fair cover story. Tom Brady, her ex-husband, had this to share from Ralph Waldo Emerson on his Instagram story.
Oh,
what is success? To laugh often and much? To win the respect of intelligent people and the infection of children? To earn the appreciation of honest critics and endure the betrayal of false friends? Yeah.
False friends.
False friends. And it goes on and so forth and it ends. This is to have succeeded! Now,
you think this has anything to do with Giselle?
No, Lex.
No. Could it just be like his best guy friend was like, screw off?
Yeah.
And he had feelings. Then we quote
no.
Emerson.
Yeah. No, Tom Brady's just really into transcendentalism.
Yeah.
The road less traveled, Tom Brady.
What is he, our boss Dan Seaman with the inspirational quotes?
You know what? Tom Brady, gonna give you a suggestion. He needs to start his own line of accessories. Remember those in the mall?
Oh, yeah.
With the quotes, and it would be like inspired or success.
Yeah.
Or perseverance, and then it would be a picture of a tree with a quote underneath it.
Yeah, or soaring.
And now, deep thoughts by Jack Handy. How come the dove gets to be the peace symbol? How about the pillow? It has more feathers than the dove, and it doesn't have that dangerous beak.
There we go. It's from Tom Brady.
Oh, if only. Look, if only. Giselle, you know, boiling it down in the Vanity Fair interview, she's a good witch. She doesn't like all the lies being told about her in the media, and she lives in paradise, and she's not stupping the jiu-jitsu instructor. So
they're just exercising together.
That's right.
Okay. Jiu-jitsuing her.
Sure. That's whatever. What the kids are calling it now. Things you didn't know about women with Alexis Thompson when we returned.
It's time for a Mariah cray-cray moment.
I need a moment. I need a fragrant moment.
This has been a Mariah cray-cray moment.
We hear you, Mariah. We get it, girl. We get it.
Yeah.
We need a moment. Oh, my God, Holly.
Whoa.
Oh, Holly, that is a skill we did not know you possessed.
That came out of you?
That did.
Oh, my God. Kenny, did you hear that?
He's out.
Kenny. No, I just heard, I thought
Where's
I just
Kenny?
Heard him.
Kenny, oh. Are you thinking about you Porky Pig in it?
Oh. Yeah.
I know. What
we
was
got
Kenny?
That going on.
Oh. What was that? I heard the track. Now, I'm usually doing other stuff, so I don't. There's a guy Porky Pig in it out in the roads?
Yeah, no pants. Rocking it like Donald Duck.
Wow.
Really?
Winnie the Pooh.
I mean, do you blame the people for stopping or slowing down at least and looky-looing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is happening over there?
Good morning.
What kind of underwear he's got on?
Well, he doesn't have underwear on because he's Porky Pig in
it. I thought it was he just didn't have pants on.
No.
He doesn't have underwear
on?
Yeah,
it was
girl,
full.
No.
Oh, I missed that part. Oh, then we're looking. Oh, my word.
Yeah, girl. He is,
I thought
you
he
would
just
say,
had like a thong or something on.
No, girl.
And I'm free.
Oh, man. I missed that detail.
I'm free balling.
Whoa.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Wow. Maybe he's trying to avoid a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Looking for some a free jump.
Free jump.
I thought he just didn't have pants on.
No, Holly, is that I'm understanding if I'm listening, if I heard Kenny right, he's Porky Pig in it, like totally.
Yeah.
Like Donald Duck in it.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Someone throw that man a towel or something. Dang.
Seriously.
It's kind of chilly.
Where a guy's out there?
Put
your insurance card over it or something.
Girl, if he's Porky Pig, he don't have insurance. He don't have insurance.
He doesn't have a glove or a sock.
Right now, he's calling
Red Hot Chili Pepper
Ask Gary. He's calling 1-800 Ask Gary right now. And Gary is going to tell him to put some pants on.
Don't look at me like that, sir.
Yeah.
He might be called the leprechaun at that point.
Oh. Seriously. Get that backhoe. Occasionally on the show, one of us will write something on our show sheet. Because I know this shocks people, but this show is produced.
We do have a plan. Segment.
And occasionally one of us will write something on what we call the grid or the form, whatever, the grid, that makes us go, huh? And this is one of those times. It's time to play Why the Hell Is This on the Show Sheet? Today comes usually from Alexis. And here we go. Alexis is written on the sheet. Yeah. You know.
And touche. Yeah.
Alexis is written on the show sheet today. Things guys didn't know about women until dating or living with them.
Yeah.
Why for, Holly and I would like to ask, why is this on the show?
It's because it comes from a Reddit feed, of course, and there were things that were just cracking me up as we're going through this. Men saying, hey, wait a second, I did not know this. For instance, many did not know how expensive bras are. In fact, one of them said, I just assumed that they're like underwear, $7.99 for a 4-pack.
Okay, as a guy, I'm going to represent dudes here. It's a sad state of affairs, but I'm going to represent dudes. I must tell you, this, I was not surprised. I've had enough female friends in my life. Vicky's Secret is no secret to me. I've been to many of Vicky's Secret.
Right.
So I know how expensive your over-the-shoulder boulder holders are. Yeah,
yeah, and necessary.
That's a reference to, if you got that reference, 150 points, by the way. If you got the reference I just made, 150 pop culture points. Go ahead.
Yeah, because, you know, you need support. And, you know, sometimes those things, now you could, if there are some like training bra style or like sports bras that you can maybe get for $8, but definitely not for a 4-pack. So, yeah.
Does Costco have bras?
They sure do.
Ooh, Kirkland signature lingerie.
Oh yeah.
Are the Kirkland
or Felina's, which is a quality granny panty from there too.
Are the Kirkland bras good?
I've actually never tried them. I've tried some Calvin Klein ones from there.
Okay.
They also have some other brands too, but not the Kirkland brand. Asking. Have you?
This is a follow-up question.
No, I have not.
Okay. All right. Well, the underwear for sure. Some other things that men said they didn't know about women until they lived with them or dated them. The amount of hair that's everywhere. And that is true.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean on your body?
Just you shed.
We shed.
Yeah.
Shed?
If you have long hair, and especially when you dry it, it just sheds everywhere. I used to have to clean up after myself every time I blow dried my hair because my roommate got mad at me once because one of the cats ate my hair and then they had a dingleberry poop with my hair in it.
Oh, wow. That took a wild hair turn.
That.
Oh my word! Your hair must be delicious.
So now I clean up after myself every time I blow dry my hair.
It was your hairball.
Yeah,
I have to do this.
She's like, Chanel had this poop.
I was looking at it.
That was dangling from her, and she drug it around the floor. I need you to clean up after yourself when you dry your hair now. And I was like, okay, Cassie, that's fair.
Could you deny it, or do you have dramatically different hair from her?
Long, dark hair.
You're like,
hers was short and blonde.
Dingleberries.
Oh my gosh. It's just hanging there like a pendulum.
Dingleberries.
Yes. Oh gosh. And in the shower too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My 3-year-old now will go, I'll get the hair, Mom.
Oh my god.
He does it. It's very cute, but it's also like, oh man, this would be weird. And I just shared that now. So there you go.
I gotta tell you, this is
the dingleberry, so yes.
I got to tell you, like I said, I've had a lot of female friends. I did not know you people shed a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then you get shamed for having to clean out the clogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah. Another thing on this list here, this Reddit list of what men did not know about women before living or dating them, that we like our showers very hot. In fact, one guy said, they shower in hell. I'll take my shower first, and then I have to make it painfully hot before she jumps in, and then even she says it's kind of cold. I do like to take hot showers, but I guess I've never compared them to my husband's.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like a hot shower, so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Of course, there's a lot of stuff that has to do with, you know, periods and menstrual pads. And one guy says that I thought that the sticky parts of the pad was stuck to the body so that it stays attached and not to your underwear.
Oh.
But if you don't know, you don't know.
Okay, but no, you know.
You know.
There's commercials. You know. You're right. I'm
Come
just
on.
Trying to
Use
see,
a
like...
little logic here.
Yeah.
What do you...
You want that sticking to your body and pulling...
Even know, I know there? How to put on a maxi pad.
Yeah. Come
on,
you're right.
Max iPads.
What?
Max iPads. Max iPads.
Oh, that's great. Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, my dad was super naive. I've told this before. He never thought women farted until he met my mom. Because my grandma never did. And he has two brothers. Women fart, gentlemen, just so you know.
Yeah.
That wasn't on the list. That was on my own personal list.
Do that. Women fart.
There we go.
Oh, my gosh. Where are you finding these drops? That's hilarious.
I don't do that.
Women fart.
There we go. Do you have a few more?
Sure do.
Let's take a break. We'll wrap things up with more things you didn't know about women.
Hey, friends. I'm Alexis for David and the team at First Equity. Got a mortgage question. Maybe it's about refinancing. Maybe you're seeing some of the rates and still better than what you're paying. This is a great time to get your financial ducks in a row and just see if it is the right time. That's the most important question. Of course, David and the team at First Equity can answer that. And also, if you are looking to be a first-time home buyer, now's a great time to see how much you can afford. Before you start shopping, get pre-approved for a mortgage so you're locked and loaded, ready to go. And there's lots of benefits of working with an independent mortgage broker like First Equity. They can shop multiple lenders to get you the best rate and give you more opportunities. And that is very important, especially with all the different loans that are available to you. Conventional, FHA, VA loans, first-time home buyer. They've got you 23-plus years in our market. 763-251-8000 or use my talk keyword, David.
Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk, everything entertainment, everything women shed.
She sheds.
I'm Jace.
Sure do.
Lex and Holly. We're getting a couple emails.
You've got mail.
What do we get?
There's a listener in South Carolina saying that as she's listening to us, her and her daughter are brushing their hair and shedding as we speak. Yes. She's feeling what we're saying. No. She's picking up what we're laying down.
Yeah, just be aware, you know, it's natural.
I'll repeat it. I've been surrounded by women my entire life, and I didn't know this fun fact about women, that y'all shed a lot.
She sheds.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just didn't know. What else do we have? What else on this list?
Yeah, here's some other things that men did not know about women before living or dating them. Here's another clothing one, that their pockets are fake. We've talked about this before.
Oh,
you can't actually. It's just it's a fake pocket, or it's a really shallow pocket.
Yeah, you can't even stick a chapstick in there.
No.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's trickery.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, it's a fake pocket. Tricked again.
Oh.
It's true. Okay. And the sizing is all weird sometimes, too. Like, at least with you guys, you know, you know your waist size. That's what you get. You get your inseam, that's what you get. You get the two numbers.
Oh, yeah.
Ours are, it's...
You have to know your size in every brand that you like, because it is different. Your pant size will be different depending on the brand.
Oh, okay.
It could be a 7 or an 18 and have the same body.
Yep.
Now, let me speak up for the men here. It is not that bad for us, but that does occur.
Of course. I'm not saying...
It does. Yeah. No. I'm saying...
Yeah.
It's especially now with so many internet clothing providers. Ooh, girl, I hate buying clothes on the internet for that reason. Because you never know. Even those sizing charts don't work. Please,
no,
they do not work.
Yeah.
So,
Oh, another thing. One man says that a 5 foot tall woman, 100 pounds, is capable of taking up an entire king size bed.
Well,
he says, my fiance is 5'2". We had to upgrade. She takes up the whole bed. She sleeps right in the middle, sometimes diagonally. You can say that about a little dog, too.
Oh, Mr. Big.
Right.
For being a little French bulldog, that dog has the ability to take up the entire bed.
Oh, his little legs spread out.
Oh, God.
Oh.
That little sausage roll. Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, man, here's another thing. This guy, one of the guys here says that before I was in a long-term relationship, I had no idea how often women get public unwanted attention from male strangers. I'm not around people who do that, and it never occurred to me to do something like that, but you see it and you hear it all the time in media. It's true.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yep.
I've seen this.
What I will say is that the attention is mitigated when I am a person who is with a man, married to a man, and I've had conversations with him. It's like, no, you don't understand. You're here, so that's not going to necessarily happen. When I'm walking alone, the percentage of the probability of that happening increases like tenfold.
Really?
Yeah.
Sure does.
Mm-hmm. So it's hard to explain the phenomenon because you're not witness to the phenomenon.
Yeah.
Because it won't happen if there's a male companion walking with you.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
And they just say gross things to you?
Yeah, and looks.
Yeah.
Just
think, like, I used to be an outdoor jogger, and a lot of times I would get these little, like, toots of the horn, and it took me years to realize that they weren't doing safety calls to me.
No.
Yeah, or cheerleading, like, good job, keep it up.
Yeah, I was like, oh, crap.
They're perverts.
That stinks. They're perverts. They're not like...
And it's a deterrent.
Oh.
It really is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't be that guy.
Yeah, don't be
Guy. Don't be a pervert.
No.
Mm-hmm. Don't be a perv.
And this also relates to, one man says, I did not know how bad the unprompted sex that women get are. Certain pics of private areas.
Oh.
It happens frequently.
That I did know.
Yeah.
I've heard
that's
from...
measurable, of course, but
yes. Ugh,
yuck. Yuck.
Yeah. Men just think that everyone wants to see their thing, and that's not true.
Right.
Guys, stop it. Zip it up.
Whoa. Whoa. That is that's like a heavy duty zipper there.
Oh my gosh.
Whoa.
Those are work pants.
Dang.
Construction pants. I got those at Fleet Farm.
Zip up your car heart. Oh.
Yeah, if it takes that. So open it. You might as well just keep it locked up.
Yep.
Keep the mystery alive, man. One more, guys.
Yeah.
This might be good. This just human in general, but I think this is also applicable. Men didn't know about women before living with them. He says, when women tell you their problems, they don't always want you to solve them. Even if you think you have a quick and easy solution, sometimes just listen and sympathize.
Oh, that's a good... That's a good general for everybody.
Yeah, just humankind in general, right?
Sometimes people just want to be heard, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of times it's like, oh, I can fix this. Let's just, okay, here's what you do. And it's like, nah, just need to, like, release it, you know? Just listen, okay.
Oh, I like that one. Again, we could all do that a little bit more.
Yeah.
Just listen. Good just reminder. Take it in. They just need to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like that. That was a good list.
Oh, yeah. That thanks, Reddit.
Yeah.
I'm going to zip up my pants now. That is an aggressive.
That really
zipping.
Is.
I'm afraid something's going to get caught in there, and it's going to be like there's something about Mary.
Oh God.
Owie.
Sounds like there's some aggressive teeth there.
Ouchie. Oh. I can only imagine.
Oh, poor Homer.
Oh.
Oh.
That's going to do it for us.
Ouch.
Oh yeah. Well, go out there and be yourself. Right, Lex? Because no one can tell you're doing it wrong.
Right, you be you. keep those pants zipped up.